Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's time now to go beyond the headlines. And for the next 2 hours, go where every sports fan wants to go. Behind the scenes and into the practice facilities, locker rooms, coaches' offices, and press boxes to get the info before anyone else. This is the ESPN 1320 Insiders.
Hi, good morning, everybody. Hi, hello there. That's James. I'm Kyle. Joe Brazil on assignment today. But Joe is still with us emotionally. He's always in our hearts.
He's in our hearts.
And in the chatty house at youtube.com/ESPN1320, twitch.tv/ESPN1320. If you would like to watch the program, hello. We appreciate everybody who taps in every day, or maybe this is your first time, or maybe you don't tap in every day. You just tap in sometimes, and you're here today. Hello, we appreciate you. If you're listening on the radio, 1320 AM or 98.5 FM HD2, hello. We appreciate you listening on the radio. Very old school.
Mm-hmm.
Very traditional, but as somebody who has a record player and uses it frequently, I appreciate that. But if you are listening on the radio and you only listen for a little bit because you got to get out of the car, well, do I have good news for you? You can jump onto YouTube and Twitch and watch on your phone / listen on your phone, or if you're like, I'm not a YouTube person, that's fine. There's apps, Odyssey app, iHeart app, TuneIn app. Those are all free. Download one of those, search ESPN 1320, and you can listen to us anytime, anywhere around the world. You listen to this station. That's me and James, we're the insiders. Me and James and Joe Brazil, we're the insiders, and D'Lo and KC with Jesse Tapia. They're coming up at noon. Okay, so a few things. Hulk Hogan died this morning. That's a piece of news that happened. Moving on. I do a K-pop show for Odyssey. This isn't like just shameless promotion. I'm setting this up so because I'm doing a thing here.
Okay.
That I hope everybody can appreciate this with me.
I'm excited for your K-pop show.
Thank you. We had our first episode last week, and we're prepping for another one on Saturday, 9 a.m. on 106.5 The End. Anyways, so I'm into that genre of music, and one of the groups that I've recently stumbled upon and have started really listening to more is this group called Zero Base One. All one word, Zero Base One. Good So Bad is a really fun song if you want to check it out. But anyways, they dropped a new song yesterday. This is sports related, actually. You're going to be shocked that this is sports related.
Oh, okay.
They dropped a new song yesterday called Slam Dunk. So I was really excited about this because I'm like, wow, okay, so it's ZB1. It's a group I like. They're doing a song called Slam Dunk. all the visual stuff before the release of the song was basketball related. So it's like, okay, it's not just Slam Dunk and then it's going to be about something else. They're doing a basketball kind of theme song. So I got really excited about it. Song drops. I didn't get to check it out till after the show yesterday.
Okay.
It is the fastest I've ever turned off a song.
Oh, no.
And you might be wondering, well, Kyle, don't you have to listen to the whole song to give it a chance? No, I don't. Because, now keep in mind, yesterday, you and I had a meeting after the show, and then I've got to upload the podcast, and then I forgot to, I had to have Jesse send me the second hour because I didn't roll on it here, and then I forgot to put the audio from this computer here in our studio into my Google Drive.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to sit out there and wait for Kenny to go to break so I could come into here and log into this computer and move that file to my Google Drive. I had a bunch of writing to do yesterday. It was just a mess. I was here till well after 3 o'clock.
Okay.
Just had a lot to do yesterday. And it's fine. It's fun. I like my job. But I finally get to listen to the Zero Bass One song. And listen, if you don't, just peeling back the curtain here, you know I'm a Bay Area guy, Warriors fan. Listen to how this song starts. It's kind of subtle. So I'm going to do my best here to, let's see, this is that one. I hope they don't get mad at me for playing the first part of this. But here is how this song starts. See if you can, I just keep an ear on. This is the music video. Hang on. Here you go.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
Did you hear what the highlight was they played?
What is the highlight?
Did you know? Oh, okay. Don't listen. Listen to the little highlight that's playing in the background. That's the LeBron James block on Andre Iguodala in Game 7 of the 2016 Finals. That's as far as I've gotten into the song. I haven't listened past that. The hell, ZB? The hell, ZB won?
Shots fired.
Come on.
Shots
I was like,
fired.
Oh, I'm so fired up to listen to this new Zero Bass One song. And then just I get the block by James. Like, come on. I don't need that in my life.
I'm literally listening to the beat. And then like the noise is like really awkward. And I like can't even hear half of it.
Yeah, it just. Oh, God. Just
so people like, you know, like in the chat. Yeah, like people, like almost all of our intros are K-pop songs. Like I dig.
I wouldn't say all of them.
Why I dig the intro stuff.
I hope so.
I like their music. I like the music that we have.
I hope so.
So I'm not like anti K-pop. Like because I see in the chat, like people are like, oh, James is like, what, WTF? Like I'm like, oh, no, I'm fine. I just like this is pretty. It was like a little jarring. And the LeBron James thing, like
that just
that hits you. It doesn't hit me. I'm like
for 99.9% of the world, nobody cares.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're from Cleveland, or if you despise the Warriors, you're like hell yeah, I love that highlight. Favorite thing that's ever happened in basketball. It's an iconic play in the NBA.
Yeah,
that the LeBron block on Iguodala and the Kyrie 3 over Steph are two of the like five most important plays in NBA history.
Hmm.
Two of the five biggest plays in NBA history is all happened in a span of 5 minutes or whatever it was in that game.
What year is that?
2016.
Okay. I think I was there for that.
Yeah.
Was that in Cleveland or was that in Golden State?
I was in Golden State. It was game 7.
Yeah, yeah, I was there. Yeah.
I'd hope you remember being there for
they all
arguably
together,
the
all of
biggest
those.
Game in NBA history. Like, holy yeah. smokes, man. I got so excited to listen to that song. And then I hear, the first time I went through, I heard Curry and I was like, oh, Mike Breen highlights. And then it started connecting because it goes, Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala. Then he goes, oh, blocked by James. He's like, oh, no. And then just poof, turned it off. Go listen to their old stuff. I'll go listen to Blue Paradise.
There you go.
Shout out to Zero Bass One. Their new song, Slam Dunk, out now.
Yeah, it would
you won't hear it on the Saturday comeback on 106.5 The End.
It is like Miss Max says, so it's sort of like starting off with the
yes.
Robert Ory 3 yeah. in game 4 of the 2002 Western Conference.
Right.
Finals.
Like, imagine you're getting fired up to listen to whatever your favorite group is. It doesn't have to be a K-pop, but just your favorite. You're a Drake fan or a Kendrick Lamar fan or a Taylor Swift fan, and you're just tapping, and you're like, oh, new song. And then you just hear the Robert Ory highlight. Like, ah, I don't want this.
Shaquille O'Neal back to the free throw line.
God. Oh, God.
Just game six is saying.
Goodness gracious, man. I still can't wrap my brain around that. I know I don't want to rehash old stuff, but while we're here, it's July 24th. Bear with us. I still can't wrap my brain around how readily just it feels like one of those things that talking about the 2002 Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
One of those things that happened and is insane, and everybody knows it happened, and everybody acknowledges that it happened, but nobody quite acknowledges how insane it is.
Yeah.
An NBA official fixed a game in the conference finals on purpose for money and made all these phone calls to, what's his name, Scott Foster, like 900 phone calls? And Scott Foster just refs still?
Yeah, but like...
And it just... It feels like the kind of sports scandal that should...
Destroy a league?
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's just like, oh, yeah, dang, that happened. Well, anyways. What? You got robbed a team of a championship.
Yeah.
Not because of a bad call. That's a different thing. If there had been a bad call that happened, like, man, when Kobe elbows Mike Bibby. Like, let's just assume that's the play that was the context of the game.
Mm-hmm.
Or that was a blown call. It'd be like, okay, like, you can't miss that call, but sure, man, whatever. You fixed the game on purpose. You made sure one of the teams won. Everyone's just like, oh, well. Like, all right, I guess.
Yeah, anyways. It's tough.
Sorry, guys.
Like, as someone who, again, lived through that, it's much more bitter than Iguodala getting blocked, because at least you had four other championships to deal with.
No, it's the worst. No, it's, and I'm not saying this because I'm in Sacramento. I would say this if I was in Houston or Charlotte or pick a market. I don't know why I said Houston and Charlotte. That was weird. If I was in a different market, it's the worst. Like, the worst loss ever. Like, it's the worst way you can sustain a defeat.
It almost cost Sacramento their franchise.
Yes.
Like, I mean, they had all this positive momentum, like,
yes,
in that era to build a new stadium. Of course, the Maloofs, like,
sure,
you know,
sure,
like, tanked Q&R, that would have built, you know, would have given them like $850 million to build in the rail yard.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, it almost cost Sacramento their franchise.
Yeah.
Like, that would have been like so easy. If there would have been a championship right then, it would have been, okay, just build the arena now. Like, it's over.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's go time.
Yeah.
But no, just tough.
It's you're right. The LeBron chase down block on Andre Iguodala is not that's a different category of thing.
Yeah,
That is, a bad thing happened because one of the greatest players who's ever put on a uniform made a play that he and he alone could ever make.
Oh, yes.
And if you separate fandom from it, it's like, wow, what an incredible moment. This is why we watch sports.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Warriors were off and running, they were doing their thing, and Andre Iguodala was going to go score that basket, and then they were going to pull away because that's what they did all year. Oh, here we go. They're off and running. It's the Warriors. And then, bah! Nope. It's just a perfect encapsulation of the Warriors were going to go 73-9 and they were going to go win a championship, and then LeBron got in the way. And that, so like in the context of NBA history, that's an amazing play.
Yep.
What happened to Sacramento in game six of the 0-2 conference finals is a travesty.
Oh, it is a complete
travesty.
That
goes
travesty.
Beyond, oh, this play there, that play. And I've talked to people about this, about like game seven. The Kings came out and just choked away game seven.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't shoot it well.
No, they missed all their free throws.
Missed all their free throws. Couldn't make a two. Couldn't make a three. It was just brutal.
Uh-huh.
But that's separate. They had it taken from them by the official who was betting on the game. That's insane to me. I don't know, man. Like I said, I didn't plan to bring up old stuff here, but you brought up the O2 conference finals, and I still just can't wrap my head around that. Everybody's just like, oh yeah, man, that sucks.
It's a tough look.
What?
Tough look.
Tough look. Yeah. All right, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely incredible.
I guess, man. All right. Anyways, shout out to Zero Base One and the 2002 Sacramento Kings. We'll just draw. I wasn't sure when we were going to, because I have 49ers stuff from yesterday. One specific 49ers thing from yesterday. Nothing major happened at either 49ers or Raiders camp. It's day one. They don't even have pads on yet. You've got the Niners, for example, had a bunch of veterans resting because they're not going to participate in team drills after an off day, so they can be ready to participate in team drills, because after an off day is usually a slower practice. Then they have their big practice, and then they have another slower one to finish the week. So nothing huge to take away, but there was a Juwan Jennings thing from yesterday at Niners camp that I want to talk about. But it is amazing, because we're reading this thing in ESPN today about 20 anonymous executives got surveyed and asked about this year's rookie class.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the notes in there from one of the anonymous executives was that Dylan Harper might render De'Aaron Fox expendable for San Antonio.
Yes.
And I just cannot, and we talk about this with the Kings all the time, how everything kind of went sideways for them. But for De'Aaron Fox specifically, he looked to be on this path to, man, could he be an MVP candidate, a perennial All-NBA guy? And now he's just expendable? Could be expendable? That's crazy, man.
It's crazy, but I also, it's tough because, first of all, he can't be extended until August 3rd from mm-hmm. what I've heard. Mm-hmm. So whatever's happening right now, he can't actually get his extension.
Oh, interesting.
But if you're the Spurs, do you give him a full max extension, knowing that you very well could have your point guard of the future between two different dudes,
mm-hmm.
between Stephon Castle and Dylan Harper? You might have not just one, but two different point guards that mm-hmm. you could easily, you might be able to replace Fox with. Do you give him a max extension? Because I got to be honest, the Kings, they pulled off a trade a few years ago. I don't know if people heard about this one, where they traded Tyrese Halliburton for Domantas Sabonis. And one of the reasons why it was Halliburton that went and not Fox was specifically because teams around the league didn't want to take on Fox's contract then, when he was making $30 million.
Mm-hmm.
He had just signed his extension and was going, it would have been a lot of money.
Yeah.
Well, now Fox is eligible for a max money extension. He can't get the super max.
Right.
But he could get a 5-year extension this summer that would pay him, close to $300 million. And maybe more than that.
Golly.
And if you're the Spurs, you're looking over at him, and then you're looking at the young group of players that you have. He doesn't fit the timeline. He doesn't. And I know he's not old. And I mean, he's 27 years old, right? And I think he'll be 28 in December.
Mm-hmm.
But we're looking at a player that, if you give him that money, you might not be able to move him. And then what do you do when you have Castle and you've got Harper?
Right.
That's...
And like you said, it's not that he's super old.
No,
it's not that he's that he's some 35-year-old, and they've got to figure out, okay, we can. But if Dylan Harper and Stephon Castle are going to be the two guys that are going to be your primary ball handlers moving forward, what is De'Aaron Fox doing there?
Yeah, I mean, for the next year or two, he's going to be a huge piece of what they're doing.
No doubt.
Right. But one of those years is covered under his current contract.
Mm-hmm.
It's that other contract that we're talking about that could be and if I'm them, I don't think you trade him right now, but I also, you have to at least keep an eye on 2027 for them,
mm-hmm.
because that's the year that the Kings have their unprotected pick, and the Kings have now traded the back end of that pick. But 1 through 16, it's unprotected
mm-hmm.
for the Kings. The Kings could get their pick if they're not a, I mean, that could be a bad team if they go fully young. And I don't care how gifted Victor Wembanyama is. If you don't have at least some veterans around you, it's tough. But yeah, interesting stuff, man.
All right, we got to step aside very briefly. We'll have a 49ers training camp takeaway from yesterday. I think a Juwan Jennings extension is right around the corner. And I'll tell you why next. That's James Hamlin, Kyle Madsen, and we're the Insiders. We're sponsored by Jiffy Lube here on ESPN 1320 and Sacramento Sports Leader.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
Speaking of the 49ers, Quintez Cephas, wide receiver from Wisconsin? Is that where he went?
Well,
check the press release here.
You have to go Quintez.
University of Wisconsin. Hell yeah.
Good call.
Hell yeah. Quintez Cephas signs with the 49ers. They have released Israel Abanaconda. They've claimed off waivers from the Jets last year. He's a running back. And not a huge surprise, Kyle Shanahan likes to have 12 receivers. And Jacob Cowing, last year's fourth-round pick, hurt his hamstring yesterday in the 49ers' first practice. So they were down another receiver because Brandon Ayuk and Ricky Pearsall, of course, are on the physically unable to perform list. So they have now signed Equanimeous St. Brown, Quintez Cephas. I don't think either player will make the roster, but it's where we're at.
It's where we're at.
It's big time. Quintez Cephas signing is about as important, probably less important than Doug McDermott signing with the Kings, if you're not a big NFL fan and trying to relay this to basketball terms.
I think it would be even less than that. I mean, Cephas hasn't caught a pass in the league since 2022.
That's what I'm saying. It's below the, like, when we went, okay, yeah, Doug McDermott's on the scene. Like, this is, who is the cat that was on their summer league team?
That never played?
Isaac, no.
Oh, he's got a strange name, too.
Yeah, is he Spanish? I can't remember his name.
Yeah, it's, and the way you pronounce it isn't even Isaac. It's Isaac.
Nogues?
Nogues.
There it is. Hell yeah. It's kind of like that.
It is kind of like that.
Cephas has at least played a little bit in the NFL, but 22 games across 5 years, 37 catches for 568 yards and 4 touchdowns. There it is. In more important news, I think a Juwan Jennings extension is coming.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. According to reports yesterday, he was not only participating in practice, which is, I think, a small surprise. When a player comes out and tells Adam Schefter, or a player's agent tells Adam Schefter that they want to either be traded or get a new contract, that typically means hold out or hold in time.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact he was on the field participating, and according to Nick Wagner, who noted this, and is Nick Wagner, our buddy, friend of the show, covers the 49ers for ESPN, does really good like single tweet breakdowns of practice.
Mm-hmm.
They're long form, but they're bullet points, interesting observations. They're a really good read. But one of the things he noted was that Juwan Jennings was like practicing hard.
Mm-hmm.
Was stepping up to take the first rep on all individual drills. I was running with the first team in team drills, and just doing all the things that a number one wide receiver does. And if I'm guessing the 49ers and Jennings aren't super far apart on money on an extension, unless the 49ers are like, you're not part of our future, goodbye.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's going to be the case. That behavior from Juwan Jennings, to me, maybe he's just a dog and that's how he's going to attack everything, whether he's making $0 or $20 million. But I am of the belief that approach was, hey, we're this far apart on money. It's not insurmountable. You go out there and show us that you still want to be here, and we'll push this thing over the finish line. That's how it looks to me.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing we're missing is like Juwan Jennings going over and giving Kyle Shanahan like a high five. Like that, it, when you see a player go out there and actually practice and play mm-hmm. hard and everything, putting it all out there, you know, that means that they intend to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I would be surprised if he like said, okay, hey, I was here for a couple of days. Now I'm going to disappear because you guys don't want to play ball. Mm-hmm. Like, it does seem like positive things are happening there.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're right. It wasn't, he came out to, if he had gone out in uniform and gone through stretching them and like, okay, I'm done.
And then gone off to the other field and done individual stuff like we've seen happen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But he didn't. So that leads me to believe that there's something happening for Juwan Jennings on the contract.
If I'm Colt McKivitz, I'm just like literally wandering around and just in every picture standing next to Juwan Jennings. Like, hey, why are you right here? I don't know, man. I'm just like, hey.
Colton, this is individual receiver drills. What are you doing here?
Hey, can I give you a piggyback ride to the next drill? Like, you see the two guys like
just a buddy comedy.
What is happening? I don't know. I just want to be near you. That's all.
No particular reason.
Yeah.
Colton McKivitz, if you missed it yesterday, Colton McKivitz is basically in the same spot contractually as Juwan Jennings.
And Kyle Shanahan just happened to bring him up like to put him in the same conversation. And now if I'm Colt McKivitz, I'm like, yeah, bro, I want that contract too.
I am underpaid. It's a great point by you, Kyle. Yeah, but like I said, still day two of camp today. What you're hoping for if you're a fan of the 49ers or Raiders through these first couple of days is no real earth-shattering news. Because usually earth-shattering news at this point of camp is bad. But like yesterday, Michael Williams was with the first team defense, but Nick Martin wasn't.
Mm.
He's their third round pick that we talked about, who probably has the inside track to starting at the three down linebacker spot next to Fred Warner. But like, he wasn't with the first team yesterday. That doesn't mean he stinks. It's just they typically give veterans that run early and then work in the younger players. So you're probably hoping for no news more than news at this point.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think the best news is that you get through one more day of camp without a like catastrophic injury.
Yeah,
that's typically what you're hoping for.
It's kinda.
Like, it's early in camp. You're hoping that you don't have that one like, oh man, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like where you have to hit a reset button on what you're thinking about, you know, whether it's your entire season or like attacking a free agent market because he lost somebody.
Yeah.
You know, the Cowings injury clearly opened the door for the 49ers to go out and sign an additional wide receiver, but I kind of felt like they're heading that way anyways.
They're doing that, but that's the thing is they're not signing. They signed Equanimeous St. Brown and Quintez Cephas. I don't St. Brown maybe makes the team, but Cephas isn't probably making the roster.
No.
Like they're literally signing. So there's a difference when you talk about exploring the free agent market, right? There's a difference between we just need a guy to get reps. We just need this player to come in and take because we're going to run a ton of drills, we're going to run a ton of team stuff, and we just need to make sure we're not gassing out our players.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge reason that Quintez Cephas is on the roster. But if they had gone out and gotten Gabe Davis or Amari Cooper, we talked a little bit about yesterday, if they go out and sign that, it's like, oh, okay, they really think that they have a problem, but they very clearly don't. They're going to go with Juwan Jennings. They're not super concerned about Ricky Pearsall, who they expect back by Sunday. All right. You guys got it.
It's good. I mean, I hope they've got enough wide receivers. That's going to be the question at hand. And
it's a question all year.
Not feel like they address the situation in the same way that it doesn't feel like they address the defensive line questions last year or the offensive line questions or the offensive line questions going into the draft. It always seems like they have a different view of what they have than what most other people do.
Yes, I think that's true. And I think they like their own guys. I think that they are going to give their own players every opportunity to try and become the players they need. And I think they've been burned by some free agent situations in the recent past. And they're just going to go, all right, instead of adding offensive line help, we're going to hope that Nick Zakel, a 2022 sixth-round pick, has developed enough to potentially start at guard. Or Ben Bartsch, who they found on the scrap heap. I say scrap heap. I think he was on the Jags practice squad. Like, that's how they're going to try and find this help instead of going out and actually paying Amari Cooper or paying Gabe Davis, the wide receiver.
Yeah.
They're just going to go, all right, it's Ricky Pearsall, drafted Jacob Cowing last year in the fourth round, drafted Jordan Watkins in the fourth round this year, signed to Marcus Robinson, we're good. All right.
It's kind of interesting.
You got it.
Because very seldom do they give young wide receivers an opportunity.
Yeah.
I mean, Ricky Pearsall had some opportunity last year, and that was mainly because of his situation and because of injuries.
And I thought he played well once he did get on the field.
No, I he had a moment where he was really good for like a week or two, and then he also faded pretty harsh. And just like his second, his
I go ahead.
You don't think so?
I disagree, yeah.
How many catches did he have in the, like,
hang on. I don't have his Football Reference page in front of me, but I, the fact that he played at all, it wasn't like he put up huge numbers. He played 11 games, 31 catches, 400 yards. But he had 6 for 69. Nice. In week 18, he had 8 for 141 and a touchdown against the Lions, 4 for 37 against Miami, just 1 for 16 against the Rams and 1 for 5 against Chicago. Didn't have any catches through a stretch.
Yeah, that's where he had that stretch where he like really wasn't part of anything.
Yeah, it was six. Hang on. I'm doing math. It's a 5-week stretch. 6, 7, 9 targets, 2 catches, 21 yards.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a tough stretch.
But his first 3 games and his last 3 games are enough to make me feel pretty good about Ricky Pearsall. But again, it comes down to, can he be on the field for training camp? If he's not on the field in training camp and he's not getting a preseason, it's like, all right, how much development are you going to get?
Yeah.
Because then you're worried about that 5-game stretch where he's just invisible. Granted, the 49ers put up 17, 10, 10, 38 against Chicago, and then 6 against the Rams in that stretch. So it wasn't like their offense was tearing it up. Anyways.
Yeah, I just like you're always left with that question as to whether or not he's going to get an opportunity. And that also with Cowling, like how many times have they drafted a guy in the fourth round, third round,
too many,
and then never even given them a true opportunity to play?
Yeah, I got this is cracking open a whole different can of worms with Kyle Shanahan, but I think one of his biggest flaws as a coach. And at this point, I'll open up the phone lines, 916-909-1320, 916-909-1320. If you'd like to join the program, please do. We're the Insiders, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. And we'd love to chat with you, whether you want to talk about the Kings, you want to talk about, I guess we haven't done any King stuff. If you want to reminisce about the 0-2 season, I guess. but if you want to talk about the 49ers or Raiders early training camp stuff, please please feel free to reach out. 916-909-1320. So I think this is one of Kyle Shanahan's biggest flaws, is you have a player like Jacob Cowing, who you mentioned didn't play much last year. He played 106 offensive snaps. 50 of them came in the season finale when they were just kind of rolling players out.
Yeah.
Because the season was over.
No, that's tough, man.
So like, he played 56 snaps in the first 17 weeks. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Four catches, 80 yards, no touchdowns. He had a rushing attempt for 7 yards. He only had 6 targets in 15 games. Last year, the 49ers very clearly weren't going anywhere. They very clearly needed some playmaking on offense. I don't know why every other team seems to be able to get their young players on the field, and Kyle Shanahan just can't. I go back to Andy Reid and the Chiefs, and I understand that Patrick Mahomes is dramatically better than any quarterback the 49ers have had recently.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, Mecole Hardman is a player who never would have played for the 49ers. A guy like Marquez Valdez-Scantling. They made it work a little bit with Kadarius Toney. Like, they constantly have these players that they just go, hey, what are you good at? All right, you're going to do these 4 things. And with Kyle Shanahan, it's like, if you can't do everything, if you can't check every single box that I've got for receiver, you're just not going to play because Chris Conley can check those boxes. Like, ugh. So I'm with you. They are relying. It's a bit of a contradiction because it feels like they're going to rely on young players at wide receiver, but they have a coach who isn't inclined to rely on young players at wide receiver.
Yeah, I mean, like, look, you're right. Like, why wasn't Cowing playing like the whole last 5 weeks of the season? Like, why wasn't he getting major snaps in each of those? And you're, you know, sort of hoping that he'd go out there and develop.
Mm-hmm.
And if he doesn't develop, then at least you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if he does in that short stint, you're like, oh, maybe we do have something for next year.
Yeah.
Like, give him some confidence going into the offseason. Really interesting.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
And Shanahan said yesterday when, and Jacob Cowing, who we're talking about, hurt his hamstring yesterday and he's going to miss some time. But Shanahan said, like, he had one of the best OTAs and we're looking forward to him having a great camp. We still look forward to him having a great camp and blah, blah, blah. Like, and he couldn't get on the field last year until week 18? Not even a little bit? Not even, hey, you're going to run these 10 plays? I don't know.
I will say
it's
this.
It's a strange thing.
While we're saying this, like, again, they traded Debo, but if you just go Debo, Ayuk, Jennings, and Pearsall,
mm-hmm.
they drafted all of those guys. So eventually somebody got an opportunity and mm-hmm. showed what they could do. But even, like, the Brandon Ayuk stuff where he just got, like, tossed out of the rotation for 5 weeks to open a season
of his
or something.
Second season, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, what just happened?
Yeah, like awesome as a rookie.
Yeah, all kinds of promise, and then all of a sudden he's like out of the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just, you know, not to go full TC on
please,
but it is one of those things that I think that Shanahan struggles with.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I will say this till I'm blue in the face because you know me, I love to live in the gray area. Kyle Shanahan, I think, is a good coach. I think he has some pretty significant flaws,
mm-hmm.
where he falls in love with players during the draft and then doesn't ensure that those players are in positions to make plays or yeah. to play to their strengths. It's like, I have this. It's like he has his offense, right? I'm super dumbing this down. I know it's not this easy, but it's like he has his offense. And for his offense to work, there needs to be a player who is able to do these 12 things instead of being like, okay, here's this offense. I have this player who can do these 4 things and this player who can do these 5 things and this player who can do these 3 things. And we're going to mix and match. And we're going to make that work. It's like, no, everything has to look the same. Everything has to be exact. So if you're lining up half a yard wrong or you're running this route a little bit wrong, it doesn't work.
Yeah.
And so it's not just going to not play at all. Like, I don't know. I think Jacob Cowing's more talented than playing 106 snaps across 15 games.
Well, hopefully we get to see it.
Yeah, we'll see. We got to step aside. I saw a thing about pizza today.
Oh, no.
You know, if we love talking about food on this program. I saw the most insane pizza thing I've ever seen. And this is not pineapple on pizza. This is not Chicago style. This is not thin crust. This is not, no.
Now I'm hungry.
This is, dude, same. The single most insane pizza take I've ever seen. And we'll talk about that next. That's James. I'm Kyle. We're the Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube here on ESPN 1320. It's Sacramento Sports Center.
Paid for by West.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.
Now, back to the Insiders with James Hamm and Kyle Madsen, brought to you by Jiffy Lube on ESPN 1320.
I'm Kyle, he's James. We're hanging out with you till noon, then we'll hand it off to D-Lo and KZ. We have more sports stuff to talk about. I want to look at, we're going to punt the Warriors, and we're going to look at the best players under 25 for the Kings, A's, Raiders, Niners, and Giants. We're going to look at each team. And we're going to try and find the best player under 25 because that's a fun exercise that I like to do from time to time, especially since so much of this July has been about Nate Clifford, who's under 25.
He is.
Somehow Keegan Murray still is.
Barely.
By 3 weeks.
Just barely. He slides in under the wire.
He's 24 and 350 days or something like that.
Yeah. Keon Ellis, Isaac Jones do not fit this bill. They are both 25.
We'll get to that for sure. But I watch a lot of Great British Bake Off.
Oh, yeah.
Talk about game shows, competition shows.
Oh, yeah.
Baking is a sport. But I'm joking. It's not the case. But I love Bake Off. It's one of my favorite things. So Lottie, who is a contestant on Bake Off, and my favorite thing about the show is, one, the baking. Two, it's just a great background show. It's so calm. Everybody's nice.
Yeah.
And they lean into the, kind of the personalities of the Bakers. And so you just kind of start to really enjoy that kind of person. Like Rahul is a legend, and Dylan from this past season's a legend. So Lottie is one of the people that I thought was hilarious. So I follow her on Instagram, and she posts a lot of fun recipes and like easy. You get invited to a dinner and you have to bring something. Here's a quick bread you can bake or whatever it is. Just it's awesome. Okay. She posts. I want to read this verbatim because it made me consider it's the most insane pizza take I've ever seen, and it made me consider unfollowing Lottie and not taking food advice from her ever again. I'm going to say the word stick here. It's like flack. This gruff I'm getting for,
okay,
guff. This guff I'm getting for my take. Here it goes. This stick I'm getting for putting sweet corn on a pizza in my latest reel is wild, wild in all caps, to me. It's a fairly standard pizza topping over here in the UK, isn't it? Now I'm doubting myself. It gets worse. Sweet corn on pizza. Insane. Two, that being a common topping, worse. Here's the worst part. There's a multiple choice poll below it. Is sweet corn on pizza a thing? Is the question. So I voted because the answers are yes, obviously, and you live in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be mental, and you live in the UK. Never heard of such a thing. You live outside the UK. Or yeah, it's great, and you live outside the UK. So I voted never heard of such a thing, and I live outside the UK.
Okay.
That only accounts for 20% of the responses.
Oh, wow.
So you'd think, oh, don't be mental and you live in the UK must have a really high percentage. No, that's only 11%. And yeah, it's great and you live outside the UK is only at 8%. That means 60% voted yes, obviously, to is sweet corn on pizza a thing.
Oh, that's weird.
I've got to tell you, look, I am not... I'm very anti, like, do eat this, don't eat that. Like, enjoy your life. I don't care. You like pineapple on pizza.
I do.
Not my favorite thing, but I'm not going to sit here in judgment of you as a person because you like pineapple on your pizza.
I like a combo pizza with pineapple on the combo pizza.
Okay, now I'm judging. That's crazy.
It's spectacular.
No, but again, it's like, okay, you like that. I don't. Moving on.
Cool.
Sweet corn feels like a lot. And I don't even hate the idea, and I know there's people who are like pizza purists, and it's like bread, sauce, and cheese, and that's it. Like, okay, fine. But I'm not even opposed to like a kind of wild pizza.
Okay.
You go to a place like, what's that spot called? Used to be over at Arden, might still be over at California Pizza Kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
They do some kind of insane things.
I don't know if they're still around, but yeah.
Extreme Pizza is a chain. There's one in my hometown and there used to be one in Sacramento, so I think it's okay. A chain. And they do some nutso pizzas. They put like potato on pizza.
Okay, that's weird.
Right. It's a little strange, but again, as a one off, like, hey, this is the bit is I'm eating this insane pizza.
Yep.
And that's the bit. Okay. I'm not gonna say I like potatoes on my pizza, but in a one off, hey, you know what? It was kinda good. Sweet corn on pizza is a standard topping? Like, you go to a pizza spot in the UK. I did not go to pizza spot in the UK while I was there. I did not eat pizza while I was in the UK. But a lot of fish and chips for your boy. But you walk in, and here, like, standard pepperoni, cheese, combo, Hawaiian. So if I walk into a pizza spot in the UK, you're telling me that I'm going to have, like, pepperoni, cheese, sweet corn. That's gross. I'm out on that. And I try hard to defend the UK food thing. Because I know that's a big, like, their food is weird. They eat beans for breakfast. I try really hard to kind of stand in front of the UK's food scene. I cannot, in good conscience, stand in front of sweet corn on pizza.
I'm with you. I don't get it either. Like, we are the corn people, right? That's what they say because we...
The children of the corn?
No, but everything we eat has corn in it,
sure,
basically.
Totally.
Yeah, yeah. So we're
I'm not anti-corn.
Like the corn people. But yeah, that just seems like it's an unnecessary pull. Like, hey, we're just going to throw like what?
Sweet corn?
No, I'm with you, Kyle.
I've never been able to get to the pineapple thing. I've tried. I have. Because I really try, if I'm going to say I don't like that food, I try to make sure I try the food.
Yeah.
And so every now and then I'll be like, hey. In fact, I think Motorhead Pizza, recently one of the pies they dropped off was a Hawaiian.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, all right, I'll try. It's like, because Motorhead's awesome. So I was like, okay, I'll try their Hawaiian. That's just not for me.
Okay. The Hawaiian, like, they're getting a little adventurous with the Hawaiian. I'm more of like, if you're going to do a Hawaiian, like, you know, Canadian bacon or ham or whatever, pineapple.
Right.
But now it's like, they're throwing cashews on there. Like
cashews?
Yeah, like the pizza I had the other night had...
Do not put nuts on my pizza.
Had jalapenos and like a sweet Thai sauce or something that was, like, that's what the pizza sauce was. And it ended up being like so spicy, and I'm like, man, I ordered a Hawaiian pizza, and that was now all of a sudden I just like had not a Hawaiian pizza.
Do you know why they put jalapenos on the Hawaiian pizza? Because people went, having this fruit on my pizza is weird. I need something spicy to cut the sweetness of the fruit.
That's weird.
That's what I think happened with jalapenos on Hawaiian pizza.
I was telling you before the show, like when you're traveling abroad and, you know, like like the first time I went to Europe, like when I was younger, like everywhere you go, you're trying new foods and everything else. And then you get to a point where you've been gone from home too long, and there's nothing better than walking into McDonald's and just going, okay, I need to get recentered. Let's have their version of whatever the Big Mac is here.
Okay.
Right. Or sitting down in a restaurant and just ordering a pizza, because everywhere has pizza in Europe, and you can get a Hawaiian pizza in Europe. And so it definitely helps you okay, get back to normal. You know, I feel
better.
Isn't
that the point of traveling, is to not feel normal though?
Well, yeah, but there are certain, if you're going on a long trip, like you're going on like a backpacking trip, like, or you're, you know, taking Eurorail and hopping around.
Sure.
And you've been gone for too long. There is a moment where you're like, okay, I need to get back to, you know, like clear my head, get back to who I am and my mental space.
Sure.
And sometimes you just, you know, you need a whole giant thing of French fries.
That's fair. You know what? I think I experienced this, but with beer. Because in England, the beer is very different. It's just, it's brewed differently. It's stored differently. They don't have a lot of like refrigerators. They have basements and it's cold there. So the beer is just in the basement. And that's why people think it comes out warm. It doesn't. It just, it's cooled by nature instead of,
instead of
a fridge. Typically.
Yeah, yeah.
So I actually found something called an American pale ale. And I was reading the little description of it, and it's like packed with hops and da 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 da, and just kind of the sort of beer I'm into. And I'm like, oh, sweet. I'm going to get a really hoppy, like IPA style taste. And it tasted like Sierra Nevada.
Oh.
And Sierra Nevada, I love Sierra Nevada. This is not an anti Sierra Nevada take. Sierra Nevada, just for me, is not what I would consider this like super hoppy, crazy beer. But over there it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, but that's what I started drinking, because it's like, okay, this tastes a little more like what I'm used to. So, a little bit like the pizza thing.
Okay.
Kinda?
Yeah.
Similar.
You find something that kind of like gets you in that mode. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways. I'm not... Somebody said... Where was it in the chatty house? Somebody said... where was it? Troy. Our guy Troy Stannis said the second cheese and bread is in the mix. I'm in regardless. Like, yes. That's where I'm at with pizza. When people are like, Chicago style's gross. Nope, I'm in.
Oh, I love Zachary's in Berkeley. Oh,
I love the Chicago style. You give me a thin crust. You give me a standard crust. Detroit, I think, is Detroit the square ones? I think that's Detroit style.
Okay, that might be where Little Caesars come from. And isn't Detroit Little Caesars Arena?
Yeah. Nice, okay. Dude.
Yeah, now we're like putting two and two together.
Yeah, dude. I'm so in on pizza when there's nothing. I went to Philly and I was there for like 36 hours. And it was a summit with a site I used to write for, and it was a summit just to hang out with the homies. So we go out drinking. We have a great time. Just a phenomenal night. And we go to this place called Donkey Pizza, Big Ass Pizza, something like that.
Okay.
And it's this late night pizza spot. And you go in there and you can get a regular slice or you can get a big ass slice. And I've been drinking since 2 p.m. and it's now 3 in the morning. And I'm like, give me that big ass slice. Let's go. It is like, so imagine like a large pizza.
Yep.
It is like they cut that pizza in thirds and just give you this third of a pizza. It was the best pizza I've ever had in my life.
It's like going to Fat Slice in Berkeley, too. Like, it used to be like $1.50 for like a big fat slice.
Oh, God, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Is pizza the best late night snack?
I'm a cold pizza guy.
Yeah, same.
I don't re-warm up pizza. Like, my kids are like, what are you doing? I'm like, you eat your pizza how you're going to eat your pizza. I'm eating it cold right now.
I'm with you, man. Did we have a cold pizza thing while you were out? Yeah, we had a whole cold pizza discussion while you were out. Jesse's out on cold pizza. Hey, we'll talk. We got sports stuff to get to. I want to loop Jesse in for a conversation about late night snacks because I know Jesse's going to have takes.
Okay.
About the best late night snacks. Let us know right now at youtube.com/ESPN1320, twitch.tv/ESPN1320. You can hop in the chatty house. We'll get to that discussion later. But the best athletes under 25 in Northern California, who are they? Do the Kings have one? We'll talk about it next. That's James Hamm. I'm Kyle Madsen. Jesse Tapia going to be on the ones and twos filling in for Joe Brazil. We're the Insider, sponsored by Jiffy Lube. Second hour next on ESPN 1320 at Sacramento's sports leader.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best. Let's go! Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's MaintainX.com/AI.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.